Okay, today's daf is daf mem hey, but we're on mem dalid. We're at the second to the last line of mem dalid aleph. Daf psukas hagargeres. Talking about the konek, right? Which is the trachea. Okay, so you have the trachea. So what the question is, cut in the trachea renders the animal trachea. The Gemara is going to ask now, the kama, right? The tana, kama psukas hagargeres. How much is the shear of the hole, the cut in the gargaris that will make the animal into a trefa? So the Gemara answers the ruva. It goes the rove, a rove cut. So the kama ruva. So how are we supposed to measure this rove? So let's just read it first and we'll explain it. Rav Amar, Rav says rove ovia, and the Amri lay rove kalala. The difference of rove ovia, right? Majority of the thickness or majority of the inner area is the way they describe it. So the question is that where you measure it from is the result of there being a special phenomena in the trachea, in that with the rings in the trachea. The rings of the trachea do not completely encircle the trachea. We saw that before earlier in the Masechta. Instead, they're shaped something like a horseshoe. The ring, like membrane, I guess, the cartilage ring around it, shaped like a horseshoe, is open on one side. Right, the open side, which is the back of the trachea, right, so it's the second back of the trachea, that has a membrane. They call it a retsuas vasar in place of the cartilage. And the vesheh, the esophagus, is attached to the trachea on the side. So, as Rudelsky explains, actually, and see this to Tumi Akol, brings it down, that the reason why you have that is because you need the food pipe, which is the esophagus, that runs behind the windpipe, the trachea, and that expands. So when it's empty of food, it collapses on itself like a rubber balloon. But as food goes through it, then the walls expand outward to accommodate the additional volume. So if it's going to expand, then it's going to expand on top of the trachea, so that retsuas vasar also provides for ability to stay and contract. Otherwise, you're going to have problems breathing. That's why the back side, close to the esophagus, you don't have the membrane which would restrict expansion and contraction of the trachea. So the question now is now, where do you measure rove from? Do you measure rove from the outer portion, right, the majority of the thickness, which would include this outer membrane, or do you not include the outer membrane because that outer membrane is only encircling the entire trachea, so only you measure the rove from the inner membrane of it? Okay. So before, the article has a full page note to explain this. Essentially, if you measure it via rove ovia, which is you include the outer membrane, that's a chumrah, because you're going to hit rove earlier. Right? And Arkel has a nice picture. It gives you that little difference between the two. But if you say rove chalala, so then even from the outside, rove gets cut. You have to go further in to get cut to get to the rove. So hahi, and we'll leave it there. So ahi psukas hagargeres. He had this following case where there was a psukas hagargeres. The hagargeres was cut through. The asul kamei derav. This came in front of Rav. Yosef, he was sitting with kabbadik lay, and he was just looking whether or not it reached rove ovia. Rove ovia again was the machmir shita, and it was less. It had to go penetrate less into the trachea. He didn't please the important point right here. He didn't pass me yet. He was checking, but he was checking it based on rove ovia. So Amru Lei Rav Kahana Vasa the Rav. So this Talmidim said to Rav, "Limadatami Ravenu, didn't you teach us the rove chalala that we only look at the rove chalala? We don't include the outer membrane. We only include the outer cartilage portion. We only include the inner portion. The majority of the inner area is what we include. So why are you checking about the majority of the thickness? We should only be including the majority of the inner area." So what happens? So Shadla Kamei the Rav Barachana. So they sent it the Shaila to Rav Barachana. But he checked only the Rokhola, only based on the inner area is what he checked. He seems to argue on Rav, right? The Akshara, and he says it was kosher. Not only did he say it was kosher, after he koshered it, the Zavimine Beklaser Istar Chita Bistra. After he koshered it, he then purchased the meat. He purchased meat from this animal at the value of 13 slot. He purchased it. So we asked a bunch of questions on it. So the Gemara now asks, how is it possible that this was done, right? That Rabbah did this, right? Rabbah Barachana. But how can he paskin after Muhammad is that Rabbah already paskin? I think the question may be strong. You can ask the question, how can they go ask Rabbah after they ask Rabbah? This is halacha form shopping. You're not allowed to do that. We learned this extensively in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. So the Hefi Avi Hachav Gatanya. Then we have a brayse that says Chacham Shetimei. If a Chacham says something is tamei, right? The Ein Chaver Rosh Letayer. His friend can't come with the same shayla and say, "Oh no, you're wrong. It's tough." Once the Chacham says it, he says it, right? Ein Rosh Letayer Asar. If his friend says it's Asar, Ein Chaver Rosh Letayer. So the Gemara says, "So how can you do it over here?" So Yishani Hachi, which you mentioned before, the Rav Lo Asar Mesa.
Rav never said it was Asar, right? Rav never said it was Asar. He was checking it, but he did come to a conclusion, but he was checking it based on Rov Ovia. And they said, "Well, what are you doing? You should check it based on Rov Ovia," but he never came to a conclusion. But since he never came to a conclusion, they were in their rights to go ask somebody else before the conclusion was made. There is an interesting Rashba that you should bring down. The Rashba says about what's the reason why Chacham Shetime Ein Chaver Rashai, right, Lahakir. So the Rashba brings down, and he says, Harachti Bob Masechet Avodah Zarah. He talks about Masechet Avodah Zarah and Daf Chandav Zayin. And he brings it down over here. Here he brings the sheet of the Raivid. Because of Haravid Zal, the Ainar Rashai, the Mhita Ain Mutar, Kamina Velomishin Fodo. One man says the reason why is because it's covered with the Rishon. The Rishon passes, it's not the Kuvadik to go against him once he makes the sock. It's a problem of covered Arab, right? He says no. He quotes the Raivin. Elahol the nafak ala shem isura. Once someone passes that it's aser shem isura, habay chatika the isura. Some of this halachic status of shavu nash chatika the isura. It becomes aser. Status is changed. It becomes aser. So you can't now mock it. You can't make it. You can't make it mutter. But he says the dafka and the Ramah brings down the halacha. It's the dafka with davar hatoli v'shikla das. Only going to do with svara. Aval the toast ham is barmiz our mission on the time after. But if they make a mistake on the open gemara, halacha, then you're allowed to change it. The Ramah brings this all down. The halacha, where is it? Brings it down. The Ramah brings it. The halacha in Yoredeya Simon Reishman base Siflam Alef. We talk about all the kolim of when you can and when you cannot go against the psak of a previous rav. It all comes out from this sugya. So I mean, a clear nachdimina between the shita of kavod hachacham or shem nash shita zura. What happens if the original rav said mutter, and now the second guy going to be machmir say it's aser? So according to the theory of kavod rav, so kavod rav, you can't change the side. According to the din, it's only a chatik of yisura. Well, you didn't make it a chatik of yisura. It's mutter. Now I'm coming to aser it. Maybe that would be. Yeah, but the Shabbat answer is no good because of why. According to the Rashba, according to the Rashba, the reason why it's no good is because of a status change in the object. Well, you can't change some of us and some of this mutter. Some of this mutter can say us. Otherwise, covered around, that's more along the lines of your torture, that was my gut. The covered around, it doesn't make a difference what the change of the stock is. Covered around, it's form shopping. And according to the Rashba, it may not be form shopping, it may be more along the lines of making that this thing was usher, and now you're making this thing was usher, you can't make it mutter. So that's the first question. So then Gemara asks, well, how did he buy it? Kavan the ore, once he said that it was mutter, how can eat from it? We saw this Gemara before by the Fesker. The Fesker never ate something that they had a shayla on.
And we explain each thing. I never had a yehurim during the day that would lead me to have a seminal emission at night. Right? What does that mean? I never ate an animal. They said, quick, chef it now, because it was dying. It was on its last legs. Not sure if it was dying on its last legs. I didn't want to do that. Below, above the Buster Pigle. And I never had Buster Pigle. What does it mean he's not Buster Pigle? You're not allowed to have Pigle. It means, Shaloh Achatim Behema, Shahor Bachacham. I never ate from an animal that only became kosher because it was a shale of a trefah, and if a chacham said it was mutter. I never ate those animals. But Mishra Marlasan Amru, Shaloh Achatim Behema, Shalhumim Not Mosel. I never ate an animal that didn't have the Machmas Kuna taken off from it yet. We see according to what we said before from Nassim, you're not supposed to eat an animal that has a shayla on it. So Gemara says, Hani Mili Milsa the Kali of Svara. The only time you say that you shouldn't eat that, you know, the and it brings down halacha that those who are very makrid shouldn't eat an animal that has a shayla schacham, that's only if it's dependent on Svara. Should go this way, should go that way. However, Rabbi Barachana Agmari Sama, but Rabbi Barachana had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe. Nothing to do with Smicha. The question here was,
You go, do we talk about the majority of the thickness or the majority of the inner area? Not a question of Svara. Who do you hold like? If you get a Kabbalah, you hold it. You go by the inner area. That's not a question of a Shaila. That's a Shaila's own thing, an issue in Svara. And that also goes back. That also goes back to our original question. It can answer our original question. How did he pass in against what Rav said? Well, the answer is because we said that only there's an issue if it's a Shikla Das. So if you have a Kabbalah, right? One we said and brought down the Rashba and the Mullah brings down the Lacha. One we said is that if it is Tal B'dvar Mishnah. Also, if you have a Kabbalah from your Rebbe that this is the way it's supposed to go, then you're allowed to pass in that way. And then Gemara says, okay, wait a second. The Tepuk Nemishim Kashadah. We have a Kashad problem over here. What happens? Guy comes before him. Says, is this Kasher or not? Yeah, it's Kasher. Let me bother me. It looks a little fishy, right? Well, wrong term. Looks a little meaty. You know, it's not. It doesn't look so good, right? But take the name of Shum Kashoda. The sign is the following brisa. Okay, you have a chacham Danas Hadin, right? He does a judgment. The Zika v'Chiyev. He says one person's chayev is innocent. One person's chayev. Tima v'Tir says two Tama v'Star. Also v'Hitir. Then right, he says one thing's also one thing's Itir v'Chena Edim, and also Edim Shehiidu that they testified on something that let's say they didn't find on this character that it belongs to Simcha. Right, so now if it belongs to Simcha, then they go ahead and buy it from Simcha now. Maybe Simcha can give him a better deal, right? So he says, "Kulan Rishoyin Nikah." You're allowed to purchase it. You're allowed to do it. On a Torah level, we don't have a chash. Aval Amar Chachamim, but Chachamim said, "Hachem in a Kiyor and in a Domelo." You should separate yourself from something that looks so ugly, right? It just doesn't look good. So the Chachamim say that a Talmud Chacham renders sock should not then go ahead and make a purchase off of that sock. There's a summer cure. So how in this case do you make the purchase off of it? So Gemara says, no, Hani Mili, Mi Dei De Mizabin B'Shuma, Hacha Maskela Mucha. When do we say that you're supposed to not buy the faith? That's only in something that is purchased, the Ha'aracha. When you, it's a subjective valuation. Right. Yeah, I hear you. You call the rabbi and you're like, I don't know if it's good. You don't think it's so good? Give it to me, I'll eat it. And they sometimes gives it some strength to the psak. But here, maybe he's looking for a deal. I don't know. So, mishuma. But hakla, in this case, it's in mitkala mucha. This is a case where the animal is sold by weight, by volume. You know, so you have, it's like you have a chart, right? So 2 pounds equals this, 4 pounds equals this. So you weighed it. That's what it costs. You bought it. You get a good what? Yeah, you got fair market value for it. It was nothing based on some subjective evaluation. Maybe if it's based on subjective evaluation, you say that the guy is giving them a better deal because he said it was more fair. But here, where it's based on the fair market value, there's no shash. It's paying full price. No, but what he says is kosher. Kosher. The question is he saying it's kosher in order to get a good deal? Well, he's not getting a good deal here because it's going based on the set price.
It is.
Okay, but he said it's kosher, so somebody else can spend $10 a pound on kosher meat now. Okay, so Gemara says, Gemara now brings a raya to the skiluk. Ki ha de Rava, right? Shara trefasa v'zamein bisra. Rava said a certain trefa, or I guess it was an animal that they thought was trefa. He said it was mutter v'zamein bisra, and then he bought meat from it. So Amrale basra fizda, so the daughter of fizda, who's the wife. His wife said, Abba Rav Chizda was apparently a Kohen. Abba Shari Bukra, he permitted, right, when a below Zavim Bistra, I don't know if he was a Kohen or not, he says, when a Kohen would bring him a Bechor Behemoth to see whether or not there was a Mum, and he said that it was Mutter, meaning the Kohen could eat it, meaning there was a Mum. So now you're allowed to eat it. He did not buy any meat from the Bechor. So why are you? So he made a Psah, but he never bought it. Right, basically. Well, he recused himself post right. Right. You, why are you now, my wonderful husband, why are you buying meat after you passed me that it's mutter? So Amar Law, so Rava says back to her, Hani mili bukho dashum mizabin. Now, that's talking about, you're talking about the cases by a bukhor. A bukhor you have to treat with a certain level of integrity. You may not wait. So you have to buy it based on an estimation. So that you can't do that. That you have, there's a chshad. Because maybe the chacham was matir it, and he'll get it in a cheaper price. You matir the meat, and now you want to buy it. Somehow they'll have a lower, wishy-washy, you make a lower estimation of the price. But chacham, in my case, where I bought the meat that I said it was mutter, that's maskla mocha. That's what, you're going to weigh it. The price is going to be set. I'm not going to get any good deal off of it. The price is going to be set. Then they ask, but you may say,
Ma'ikal, you're going to kosher me mishun umsum al yosra, maybe because they're giving me the best meat, so maybe that's why I master the behemoth, because I want a good piece of prime rib. And I know the guys are going to be thankful to me and give me a good piece of prime rib. So Gemara says, kol yom umsum al yosra. I know who I am. Right? Modesty doesn't mean that you don't know who you are. Modesty means you know who comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I know who I am. Every day they want to sell me the choicest meat. This is the choicest piece of meat. Big deal. That's not a reason to be kosher meat. So Amr, because then now, Amr is sort of related. Amr says, the Ezu Tamil Chacham. Who's considered Tamil Chacham? Zeharo a trefa atzmo. You have a person who has, there was no suffix trefa in his own animal, right? And he has, maybe it should be mutter, maybe it should be usher. He's not chasam amono, and he says it's usher. That guy, I mean, obviously he's learned, but that guy's now reached the status of Tamil Chacham. Alright, but Amr, because the Ezu who sona matanos yefia, who was considered in the apostle says sona matanos yefia, if you despise presence, you shall live. Zeharot trivial asro. It's also somebody who's able to see, you know, through his money and be able to pass him that his animal is straight. Darish mazurtu mishmei de Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said in the name of Rav Chisda, ko misha kore b'shone. First you have to learn Torah, then you have to learn Mishnayis. Zeharot trivial asmo. And then also you are able to machmir yourself in this type of suffix. Veshimesh Tamid Chachamim, and then you learn from Tamid Chachamim, which is basically Gemara, how to answer the Mishnayos. Alava Kasev Omer, on this person, the pasuk says, Yigia Kapechat Kitochal Ashrech V'Toglach. Since he's not chomer on his mamon, and he's rolled straight for the Asmo, and also he doesn't steal anything, whatever, so he is Ashrech V'Toglach, he's going to be, he gets his bracha. Rav Zvid Omar, Rav Zvid said, this guy is Zocha V'Nochal Shnei Olamos. He is Zocha and inherits two worlds, Ha'olam Hazeh Ha'olam Haba. He gets this world and the next world. Ashrecha is Olam Hazeh, but Tolach is the Olam Haba. Fine. Rabbi Lezer, if you have a Mishadig Libeni Sidim Midi, what Rabbi Lezer, when they sent Matanas to him from the house of the Nasi, Lo Shafil, he wouldn't accept the presents from the Nasi's house. If you have a Mizami Lay, and when they would invite him to eat by them, Lo Azil, he wouldn't even go. But Amar, he says to them, Lo Kabay Mar De'echi, you don't want me to live? You give me all these presents? I want to live. The pasuk says, "V'sona matlos yechya." Therefore, I cannot accept your presence. There's a mitzvah melio that says there are two different types of people in the world. There's what's called a no tell and a no say, right? A taker and a giver. It says the worst taker is the rosea. He takes life. Then you have a gana. He takes property. They have a guy who takes presents all the time. He's also considered a no tell, albeit on a much lower degree. But he's a no tell because he's constantly taking somebody else. Our goal in life is to be a no say. To give to others, and you know, fits in very well with we said oftentimes the word from Chaim Shmuel, it's about the four in the dome and the mace. Why the four dome and the mace? Right, you have the Torah, a blind person, an ani, and so on, and the children. This commonality between all four is they're not noting. They can't give anything. But so without the machaneh, the person without children unfortunately cannot give over to his children. Ani can't give stucca, and the worst person, a blind person, always relies on somebody else. He can't give. So that's what those guys are all. That's not they're not a noting. That's what they consider the mace. Okay, from Zera, Kima Shadule, when he was sent presents from the base of Nasi, Lo Shokil, he didn't take anything. He had Mazanule, but when he was invited to Ozil, he would take. He would go and eat. But why? Why? Matana, he said, no, it's more of a present for them that I'm going, for me that I'm going. Omar, he would say, Is Yahure Hu de Miskaru B. They get covered, Rashi says, Nichbodin Hain, the Masha Nisoid Eitzlam. They get more covered by the fact that I eat by them. The angel Matana. I'm giving them a present. Right? It's a similar idea about Gemara Kedushin, right? God gives them. He says, she's Mikudeshes with the Hana that he gives her something. There's another that she gives him something. She's Mikudeshes because it's more of her Hana to get for him to accept the present. So I think it's a similar idea. Right, he's a Noshik because he's giving them the Hana. Okay. Now we get to the trefus. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Nikva. Let's say the gargaris gets holes in it. Ki nafa, right? It got like punctured, so to speak, with little holes like a sieve, right? So the problem is, you know, it's got holes going all along the circumference, I guess, of with these holes. So mitzdarter and the ruva, they are mitzdarter. You can combine them together. That if with each little hole together, you would have enough. That I guess if you had enough that combined they would then penetrate into the robe of the gargaris, that makes the trefa. So my focus is showing whether or not you count the space in between. But leave it at that. so Masiv, Rav Yirmi asks, okay, we have a Mishnah Olos. The Mishnah Olos in Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel says, we're talking about a skull. A skull is metamet tumas ohel. Now, if it got a hole from it, and it's chaser, it's not metamet. It's no longer metamet. It's not considered a full piece. It's not considered a skull anymore. So what's the shear of the chisaron? So basically, Beis Hillel says, the shear of the chisaron is kedei sheyimi'i natal min achai v'yomus. The amount of brain, of skull, that if it had been alive, it would have been removed, it would have died. So what's that amount? And the Gemara Mishnah says there, Shemulo Mikadesh Shavotoy. So that's the drill, the doctor's drill. So if this drill would have gone through your brain, the skull, you would have died. If that's missing from the skull, then you would have been dead. That's the amount that renders the skull no longer a time of the oil. So the Gemara says, right, bring all the stars together. So they're mitzvahed together for the shear of rove. Now the Gemara's going to ask, why don't they mitzvahed for a different shear? Uvi Gagolos, the Mishnah says in Olos, Gagolos sheish ba'nek of Echad Oroch, right? Gagolos is no longer considered mitzvahed ol if it has one big hole, or afil yeish ba'nekavim harbeh mitzvahed lo kadeh. Even small little holes in the brain, in the skull, if those holes you would combine together would equal the size of the drill hole, of the drill, then it's also no longer mitzvahed ol. The Gemara says, Alma, cave on the shear of Melo Mikdeyas, Limlo Mikdeyas for Starfin. Since the shear is this drill size, they're Mikdarif for this size. So Hanami, so too by us, we'll see later that a hole in the Gargaris is cave on the shear of Kisar, the size of this coin, right? Mikisar Mikdarfin. They should be Mikdarif for Isar. And you're telling them they're Mikdarif for Rove. Not 100% clear the question. I think the question more along the line is that, there's a different, right, maybe talking about different sizes. That so they should be mitzaref for equal the coin size. Not talking about rove. Meaning rove is only I think if it even actually well the much of Gemara answers. Gemara answers I'll say ishtamate had amar chalba amar chal varguya amar rav nikavim sheish ben kisaron. If the holes penetrate, I guess this now is efficiency in the trachea, right, that it goes through, so you're missing portions of the trachea, so if they're all missing, that shears an isar, and you combine them to make an isar. But the she'en b'chisaron, if they're just slices, right, they're just slices, but you haven't removed any of the trachea itself, it's just a slice through, no pieces are missing, just a puncture, right, so then it's stopping the ruben, and that, you have to check to see if they equal a rove. If you would combine all the slices together, would that slice go as deep as for a rove? That's what you have to check it out. So it all depends on what's missing, on what the slice was. If the slice has removed bits of the trachea, you go according to the isar. If the slice hasn't removed anything, it's just a slice through, but nothing was taken out, then you're talking about a rove, the shear of a rove. Okay. Rabbi, again, I said too much before, these marks aren't necessarily hard, you just have to picture it. That's what I find difficult. Right, so Amar, Rabbi Barbar, Farnam, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Nitzwa Himena Ritsua, Mithrefas with the Isar. We were talking about all now along the lines of the fact that it was a slice down, a slice through, but now it's a slice across, right? Across the pictures, right? A slice across, so the question is, so it's now it's missing across, so again, so it's missing, so that's Mithrefas with Isar. If the all the holes going across equal an Isar size, we say it's a trefa. So by me, Rabbi Yisrael, by not being Rabbi Yeshua, ben Levi, nikva knafa mahu. Right. Let's say the wings somehow. The wings of the. I don't know what the wings are. I can't picture. But the knafa means the wings. So a certain part of the trachea is punctured. So Amalei, hare amru nikavim. The answer is, how do you measure it? It depends. The carbon sheesh means the star mistaf on the Easter. If there's a missing, if you're missing a portion of it, then you have to be in star for an Easter. But aiming the star mistaf on roof, you have to judge it based on the rope. Depends on what's missing. Then the Gemara says, the ofamai. Well, what's it then by oaf? The question by oaf, I think, is talking about if you have a hole in the gargaris and the trait of the oaf. So we're talking about, the oaf is much smaller. So the Gemara, I think the Gemara's underlying assumption is that you'll never get it. There's no Easter size in the trachea of the oaf to begin with. So had. What? But the simon, but if that simon is that simon is wrong. No, but it's already trefa. But then it's a trefa. You say, oh, check the other simon? You can't, it's a trefa. So but the problem is that the since it's so small, you can't say the club has to go Easter. That's too big. That's a bigger size of the bird. So my, what's the shear to make a trefa? So Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeini, Lidim Farshim Nimei the Rav Elazar, Rav Elazar explained to me, Mikaplo Umeinicho Al Piyakana. So basically what you do is you take the portion, show the pictures also. You're talking about places where there are like these little holes in the trachea. What you do is you have to slice out the portion of the trachea, right? You cut it, you cut out, you have a trachea, you cut out that portion of the trachea, and you take that trachea and you kind of hang it over the opening of one of the rings, and to see how much it covers up the opening of the ring, right? It says, the im chopes robakana trachea lak shera. Right, so you take, you slice it off, and then you try to, and you hang it over the opening of the trachea. If that slice covers roll of the opening, then that's considered a trefa. If it didn't cover a roll of it, then it wouldn't be considered a trefa. It wasn't enough of cuts in the kana for it to be considered a trefa. Amar Rav Papa, the simaneis is napia. But the simon that you'll know about this is napia. You should do it like a sim. That's what he says. The simon is. That's how we measure, right? You take off the sieve portion. When it has all those holes, it looks like a sieve. You take off the sieve portion and you hang it over the opening of the trachea, and you see if it covers rove, then that was a trachea. If it didn't cover rove, it's not a trachea. Okay. Next, nifchasa kidelis. Let's say there was a cut in the trachea like a door. What does that mean? It's cut like a flap. It did come off, but it's like a flap now. So is that big enough to be a trefa or not? So what I was going to say, it depends. Can you fit an Esau through that hole or not? Well, now we're talking back to an animal, I guess. Now we're going back to an animal. So nifchasa kidelis. What? No, the real, I think, no, you're going backwards. The idea is...
It's a bird
of
animal.
What? Maybe smaller animal, it's more likely a smaller amount to make it a trefa, but bigger animal won't make it become a trefa on that amount. It needs to actually go through row.
No, but if you have the same percentage of seed life or
similar
open door life,
either
animal is
smaller. That's how they're measuring it, but I don't think that by the animal, you don't need to go that by the animal. You don't need to do the whole cutout that the measure. You just look at it. If you can fit an Isar in, of course, but it has to be Isar flat going down. Not if you turn this coin up, then it's much thinner. It can fit through. Fit the coin flat, and if it could go through, that would be considered a trefa. So, Nizdika. Now we're talking about along the lengthways. We were talking now about the rope this way. Now we're talking about cut this way. So, Nizdika, Amarav. Let's say it's sliced, right, all the way across. So Rav says, even if at either end of the trachea it's still intact, that's valid. Ravelsky explains, he says that the reason is that when it's cut on the wick, so again, remember the kana is connected to the throat and to the lung. So when the animal moves, and it goes like this, it's going to separate. It's not called a trefa. But if it's cut this way, when the animal moves, it's basically going to force it together. That's not considered a trefa. That's what Belsky gives as a possible explanation for the differences. So Amarav, Afilu lo nishtar bo el chulya achas amal chulya achas lamata, it's ksheiros. They said to him, so Amruah kamei de Rebbe Yochanan, Amar Rebbe Yochanan says, ma chulya ma chulya kamar. What's he talking about, this chulya? Right? It has to have, chulya means it has to have an actual ring intact on either side. He says, well, afilu lo nishtari ba el mashlumah, mashlumah, even just a little bit. It might be part of a ring. It could slice through all the rings. If one of the rings is not completely sliced through, it's still going to be mutter, right? El mashlumah, mashlumah, kshera. And Amrua kameid Rabbi Yochanan, mishmeid Rabbi Yonasan hafi. They told Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yonasan, right, said the same thing. So Amar lehu, so he said to them, yadim chabi bavoy lefushikai taima. He says, even the Babylonians know how to answer this correctly. Yes, it was. I'm not sure whether it was a statement of wonderment or a statement of praise, but they know how to correct correctly. Okay, now the Gemara is going to talk about the Gargaris. Okay?
No, we're still talking about the Hargeris. We're still talking about the trachea. The question is, what's the speech of the Hargeris? We had this Gemara previously, similar. So Tana, Rabbi Bar Yosef, Kameid Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Yochanan, he said, a price in front of Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Kol Saba Kuluk Sheila Shkita. The entire neck is kosher for Shkita of the trachea. And where, what is that? It's Mitabas Hagedola, from the cricoid cartilage. It's the top ring. That's the ring that has, the cartilage that goes all the way around it, right? The cricoid cartilage. Mitabas Lola Ad Kanfe Areya Tachtona, until the wings of the Reya Tachtona. Kanfe Reya Tachtona. So again, the Tabas Gedola is actually to Machlokas. This is the only point of Shita of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda on Dasus Pes. But over there, we said the halacha is that it's even until you go up to the, what's it called? Not the Tabas, to the, there was something else we said over there. The Shipoy Kovo Lamala. That's what we said. Sheep, which is a little higher, is also considered Machmas Shita. Nachmin is Lahagrama. If you shut it here and then you move it to the outside of the Shita area. But we pass that it's from the Shipoy Kovo, which is a little higher up. But this is only going to call the Shita or Biosu Rizika. Problem with the draft, I don't think it's anything to do with the, where the Shep is. It's very easy to know where the Shep is. I think this thing is very difficult to do. It can't be that if everyone says the reason is because you don't know where the shaft is. You know where the shaft is. From here to here, you know where the shaft is.
Right.
That's not the problem. It's clearly not the problem. But to find out what the problem is, but that's not it. What? Who eats strip? Man, how was it? Zivotofsky? What's Avi Zivotofsky? They had the exotic meal. Yeah, that's obvious of Topsky and Nelson Slipton. There's no problem, I don't think. Okay. How was it? Was it good, I heard? I heard it's not good.
I heard the other white meat
cut. Right? I heard it's not good. But there's no market for draft, you know, even in the glorious world. Who eats draft? No market for it. Heard things like chicken? Or you said something else? Okay. I'm a rubber. So Gemara now says, what is, so you can go all the way to the Kanfe Reya Tachtona. So what is the Kanfe Reya Tachtona? So Amar Rava, Tachtona Shi El Yona. It's Tachtona, but it's really El Yona. That's what we're talking about when you're going to flip the animal upside down. Right? You flip the animal upside down, and you have the Kanfe Reya Nichona. These are these wings of the lungs. Right? Shani Omer, Ko Mokam Sheposhetet Savara Viroa Ubevach Lo Ta'anis. You have to remember that the trachea is like a flex pipe. Right? Dulcy also said that the flex pipe guy is got it. The trachea goes up and down, expands like that. So any part of the trachea that is extends the top portion of the lungs is what's called the wings of the lungs. These are called the upper lobes. These are the upper lobes of the lung. And they extend upward and outward like wings. The trachea continues past them. It goes into the lungs past them, and only further below does it actually enter the lungs itself. But sleep is only partial up to the point where the trachea enters between these upper wings of the inflated lung. So this has to, right?
Could
what? I don't know. I mean, this is an important halacha regarding the lung of the trachea as well, because the bottommost section of the trachea is the part of the trachea that's in the lung, that's treated as actually part of the lung, and therefore it would be a trachea of a mere puncture. We can a trachea now has to go parole. The trachea is usually parole, but the part of the trachea is in the lung. That's where we have to make a distinction. Once it's no longer to the trachea, to the lung, even a mere puncture of that would make it a trachea. So the point is that this part of the trachea that extends past the lobe, up to that point, that is considered the trachea, right? Shani Omer, Kol Shepotesh Saba Baroa. What's that point? If the animal goes out to the field and extends its neck to eat regularly, so the part of the trachea that comes out of the breast, the part of the trachea that comes out, that's what's still considered a trachea. But Ubavat Kota Anis, you can't force it. You can't, like, yank the animal's neck to get the trachea to come further out and then shed. It's only the part that comes out naturally from the portion of the lung, that's of the wings of the lung, that's considered the trachea. Okay. Boy Rabbi Chanina became Rabbi Chananya Ansa Atma. Well, that you said that you can't call it out. What if the animal itself will have reason for stretching its neck out? Ansa Atma. However that works, is that portion of the trachea that extends to the lobes of the lung, to those lobes of the lung, is that considered trachea? Is that considered lungs? So, Mahu, what's the din? Teku, I don't know what the answer is. So therefore, you have to view it as a chumra, Rashi says. So what does it mean, a chumra? That means that portion that would extend outside of the wings of the lobes of the lung, when it stretches it, you know, when it forcibly stretches itself, that's still considered a lung, and a mere puncture would render it, at that point, would render the animal trachea. Okay. Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, they were sitting together, Nafik Milsa ben Ayu. And they were talking, it was time to be Shmuzim and Masechah Shulim. So, Anas v'simonim, right, v'shachat psula. Let's say the guy pulls out the koah, the simonim, so he pulls him out from the Reya, and he chefs, I guess, in that area, that's possible. It's psula shrita, because that's not the makam shrita. If I'm saying anything wrong, let me know. I'm not 100%. Nikah hakon lamatim in achaze. Let's say, I guess, the kana, right, gets a hole below the thigh bone, below the breast, right? So below the breast, that's still considered, below the breast, that would still be considered the, that would not be considered the trachea anymore, and therefore, it's nidon kireya, done like the lung, and therefore, at that point in time, it's only a mere puncture. Above that, it's considered the trachea, and therefore, I guess we'd have to have rove. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan is a chazer. What is the chazer? Which portion of the animal is the chazer that's given to the Kohanim for the Korban Shlamim? I asked somebody what this piece of meat is. He tells me it's the brisket. This is what's called the brisket part of the cow. So Ezu chazer. Zeha roa es a karka lamata ad a sabar ulamala ad a keres. So basically, it's a piece of meat that, if you look at the pictures, it's a piece of meat that can see directly the karka, meaning it's under the ribcage. The ribcage of the animal goes around, but under the ribcage of the cow, there's a piece of meat that's under there. So it can see the cow directly. Its view is not impaired by the ribs. It's underneath. But, and it goes from, right, lamatin and sabar out of the keres. It goes from the neck to the keres, which is one of the stomachs of the cow, right? The chotef states close to state the funnels, the elef, because they're chotef the coin. And you also take off with it, you take off these two ribs, I guess, that go with it. Makos Rashi in town, which ribs they are, you take off these two ribs and you give it to the Kohen. That's the kosher that is given to the Kohen. Okay, now we go to the brain. Nikav prum shel moach, right? You got a hole in the moach. So Rabbi Shmuel the Amri Tavayu, they said, that was talking about? They're talking about the karma ilo, the apogab, the lo inkav tata, the Amri lo ad the inkav tata. So basically, there's two memories of the brain. Right, the brain is covered by, right, the doctor will ask me, the brain is covered by two membranes, or I don't know how to pronounce it, meninges? Meninges, okay, so you have the kamra iloi, which is the upper membrane, which is a tough, thick, opaque membrane. That's the dura, that's the dura matter, and that's easily visible when the skull is open. And the kamra kata is a lower membrane, is it the pia matter? Okay, the pia matter, which is an extremely thin, clear membrane, right, which is that it adheres to the brain, much like a plastic wrap around the food, which is all from the safest human fold, right? So this membrane is very transparent, and it adheres so tightly to the brain that it's extremely difficult to discern, even upon close inspection. The Gemara is now going to give us an analogy for a different part of the body. So, what is considered a puncture of the brain to consider the trachea? So, Rav, which Shmuel Amar Tarvayu, the karma ila. It's the upper membrane, right? That we said the upper membrane, the karma ila, again, that was the doer matter. If that is punctured, apagad lo inkatata, even if the puncture doesn't go all the way into the lower membrane. Rav Amar Law, and some say ad inkatata. You have to also have the puncture enter the lower membrane again. So now, how do you know that the brain has these two membranes? You can't see it. So they make a similarity between another part, body part. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani v'simaneich, right? How do you know? That you have a sack, a basket of moa, right? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kinegdo b'beitzim nikar. You know that also in the testicles of the animals, you also have this sort of membrane. You have this double membrane, a thick and a thin one. But by the testicles, you can actually make it, you can see even the thinner membrane. But just like over there you have these two membranes, so too by the brain, you have these two membranes. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Shimon Kapara, Moach. What's considered the Moach? The brain extends, then it goes into the spinal cord. So at what point in time is it no longer considered the brain, now it's extending down, and it is now, I guess, the spinal cord. Right, so Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Akar, Moach, Kol Mash Sebekadera, Nidok Kamoach, Hiskel Limshof, Nidok Kuta Shidra. Anything, I guess, that's in the cranium, right, that's the skull area, in the cranium is considered the brain. Outside the cranium, it would be considered the spinal cord. What's the Nafimina, whether it's a spinal cord or not? Right, what makes a difference? We'll see what the din is later. It's called the Kuta Shidra. Okay. So, Mehecha Masil Limosheach. At what point
does the brain leave out from the cranium and now be considered the spinal cord? So Amar Yisrael ben Nachmani, Yidim Yifarsh Neminei, was the Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, Kemin Shnei Kolin, Yesh Munachal Akadeir. There are these two bean-like objects at the bottom, at the base of the brain. The occipital condyle, how do I pronounce it? Good? Occipital condyles. Okay, these are these two. Right, but at that point, these two distinct ball-shaped projections of bone that are located on either side of the opening, which is of the cadera, the foramen magnum. That's where they're looked, right. So that point they help join the spine to the skull. Right, they insert the first vertebrae in the spinal column. So these are halachic landmarks. The brain material between them and further forward, where Rostral has the halachic status of brain, where everything further back, whatever is more caudal, right, which is going directly on the tail, that has the halachic status of the spinal cord, right? So this is the sheet of Rashi and the Meiri. There's a Rabban who says that the plume referred to an actual section of the brain, which is some other thing. It's a different part. We'll go from the sheet of Rashi. It's these two occipital condyles that are considered the point of demarcation between the brain and the spinal cord, all right? So Yesh, everything towards the kedera is kulafnim, that's moach. Minapolim lechutz, going further down, that is kulafutz. Upolim atzman, but the polim itself, what are they? En yodeya, umistabra kulafnim. Most probably they are like the moach itself. Okay. What would make a difference? Why do we have to know the difference? What? We're talking about trefa. We're not talking about trefa anymore. We're talking about trefa. Okay? But what happens at that point in time? What does he say? Okay, so Gemara continues. Now we're talking about Nikvei Halev. We're going to talk about. I skipped something? No, Ravirmi Abadak for Ofa, the Ashka, Kaminchne Polim, and Ofa, Pigadera. Ravirmi checked into the bird, and he also found these two Polim. Problem with that is Rashi's. It's a problem. Because if you look in the birds only have one occipital condyle. They don't have two. So Rabbi Lapp in the Sefer Shmuel Yechol says, but the bird one actually has a cleft in it, so it looks like two, even though it's only one. But it can look like two. Okay. So they always have these questions of whether of you know how the Messias. So that's what how the Gemara says. So you have to work it out. So by Rabbi Zera, right? Now we're talking about Nikab Halev LeBeis Halolo. You get a hole in the heart into its chamber, the Beis Halolo. Okay, by Rabbi Zera, the base chala katan or the base chala gadol, in the big chamber or the small chamber, right? So if the heart was punctured into its internal cavity. Okay, so we all know what the heart is; it pumps the blood. So you have basically today we divide the heart into four chambers, but two of them are very readily visible when the heart is sliced across its width with the left and the right ventricles. I don't know which one's bigger than the other. The left ventricle is bigger, right? The former appears to be what? Thicker and larger. Okay. Good to have the doctors here. Very helpful. It's like gross anatomy for you guys all over again. So, boy, Rabbi Zera, the base chala katan or the base chala gadol? Which one is it? If it goes into that, into the chamber. Some of the Avaye, mighty boila. What's your shayla? Milo tnan. Don't we have a Mishnah earlier we said? Rav Shimon Omer, achi menachayit lebeis ha-simpono shabo. We're talking about the liver, right? Sorry, the lung. It has to go into the beis simpono shabo. Right, the Amar whatever that is, it's through the bronchi, I think, are the Amar Rabbi Bar Tachlifa, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Bar Abba, Marav, Ad Shetinaki with Simpon Godol, the big one. So it's the big one over there. It's the big one over here. So Gemara says, no, how can you compare? Hasam with Bris has Simponos Katani. It's Lashon Rabin. So the Heichal the Shafei Simponos Kulo. That's talking about where all the other bronchi go. It's the biggest one, but they all go to there. But here, Hasam the Bris Chalolo, it's in singular Katani. Mali chalak gadol, mali chalak katan. Why should it make a difference whether it's the big one or the small one? So halacha, it doesn't matter. There's a punction either to the right ventricle or the left ventricle. It's still considered a trefa. So now the Gemara says kanei halev, which I think is the aortic artery, right? The kanei halev, an artery in the lave. Rav amar b'mashahu. If there's a nekid in it, just a mashahu, that makes a trefa. Ushmuel beruvo. Shmuel says it has to be up to the rove. So a high nihu kanei halev, which is the kanei halev, right? The pipe of the heart, right? The kanei halev. So what's considered the kanei halev? Amar Rava Bar Yitzchak Amarav, it's chelev shal gabe de funnels. There's certain fats that are on the wall. Chelev al gabe de funnels. What is that? It's So, I don't know what. They are talking about the coronary artery, but the question is now, but they, we'll get to that. But now they're talking about certain fats that are on the walls.
What's the picture?
Okay. I guess there's some sort of fat, fatty portion above, around the heart. So that's what they're talking about. Right. So the Gemara says, funnels, akadaita. You're talking about the funnels. If you get a pencil over there, they say, I guess they say that's not going to kill the animal. The funnels, akadaita. Rather, he says, Ella she algabi dopni reya. We're talking about, I think it's the aortic artery that goes upon, that rests on, somehow rests on the walls of the lung. So that's what it means, the kanei alev. So Amar Amem or Mishmeder of Nachman plus a kanei haba, the three big arteries. Rashi has one sheet of it, let's go for the sheet of others. They're talking about the three main vessels, which is the aorta, the pulmonary, and the vena cava. Right, that's the third one. Those three, right? You have these three categories. Chad parish leva, one comes out of the leg, which I guess is the aorta. Chad parish lareya, which I guess one comes out of the lung, which I believe is the lung. Right, laser. Well, that's the pulmonary artery. And chad parish lekava, one comes out of the liver, that would be the vena cava. I don't know which one. There's more than one vena cava, right? Big one, small. Right, okay. So I don't know which one. Okay. So the Gemara says, De reya kareya, the one that comes out of the lung is judged like the lungs, therefore a niki dimasha makes the treifa. De kabda, the one that comes out of the liver, dinas kabda, and therefore what's to do with the liver until the entire piece is removed. The entire liver is removed, it says the Mishnah. So because this artery would only be a treifa, the entire artery is removed. De liba, but by the lathe, pligate, some upload Rabbi Shmuel, whether it's the shear dimashu or a rope. So mar bar chia masne ipka. If you learn the other way around, I don't know what they said. The reya kabda, the artery from the lung is like the liver, and therefore it would have to be completely. It would have to be until most of it was removed. Sorry. Right. I know. And the kabda, the one from the liver, is like the reya, and therefore it would be nitref if you have a mashu. And the liver is still a machlokes in Rabbi Shmuel, whether it's the sheer mashu or a roe. This is what Rav said. If Rav said that, you need that I guess what did Rav say? Rav said mashuhu. If Rav said mashuhu makes a treifa, ihach amar ava lo yadam treifa klo. He doesn't understand anatomy. He doesn't know that doesn't make him a treifa. Okay. Next we go to the shidra. If the spinal column is broken, right? Nishbar shidra. So Tana Rabbanan. Put hashidra shenipsak berubo. It has to be sort of sliced berov. Dibre Rebbe, Rebbe Yaakov Omer filu nikav. Even a hole is enough to make a treifa. And whole Rebbe ki Rebbe Yaakov. He holds like Rebbe Yaakov that the behemoth comes a treifa if the chut hashidra gets a hole in it. And he was not going to make it all. To say it's all the way. You need all the way to it's sliced the rove. So Amar Rabbuna. Rabbuna says ain't halach Rabbi Yaakov. Halach not like Rabbi Yaakov. And the chut hashidra does not matches the behema unless it was nifsak ruva, unless it was sort of broken in the place in a robe. The kama ruva. So what's the robe? What's the robe? So Rab Amar robe oro the amila rab moko. The way the spinal, I think the way the spine is set up, if the spine is, you have a spinal cord that's split in the spinal membrane, is what's going on here. So the spinal cord is composed of what? White-gray matter, samoa, the same matter that's in the brain, right? This is the functional component of the spine. That's the conductor for the electrical signals, between the brain and the multitude of nerve endings throughout the body. And it is encompassed by a tough membrane called the aorta, right? This is the continuation of the brain's dura matter. So the membrane is just a protective encasement for the white-gray matter, but if it's severed, that's critical for treifos, because that sever would now make everything else leak. So the question is what's rove? So Rav Amar Rove Oro. Only if rove of the outer membrane goes through. So Amila Rove Moko. The rove is the Rove Moko. It has to be, even if inside rove gets split, but the membrane outside doesn't get split, that's still considered a treifa. So Manda Amar Rove Moko, the one who says that Rove Moko is enough to make a treifa, Kosher came Rove Oro. He's definitely going to say that Rove Oro is also going to be enough to make it a treifa. But the Manda Amar Rove Oro, according to Manda Amar, says that only Rove Oro, Rove Moko Mai. What's the story if the encasement is still intact, but the internal stuff is not intact? I don't know. No. So Tashma, the Amar, a little bit more. Tashma, the Amar Nibli. Nibli is the same Chacham Amar Huna. Rubo Sha'amro by the Shidra, it's Rove Oro, and Moroch Zelomalim Lo Mori. The Moroch inside, it doesn't make a difference. Lomalim Lo Mori, it doesn't make a difference. Rav Nosson, Rav and Habe Yosef Tamei the Rav, he was sitting in front of Rav, Ubadak Rav Oro. They were checking the Rav Oro, then, and considered, continued checking, once he checked the Rav Oro, the Kabodik Rav Mocho. He started checking the Rav Mocho. So Amalei, in Rav Oro Kayam, did we just say that if the Rav Oro was intact, then Moach Zeh in Amalei Namori? Why are you checking the inside? It doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. So now the Gemara says, fine, more cases of the case. I just want to do a few more lines. Sorry, we'll start a little late, Shachar. So Amar Rav Rechon, Amar Rav Yishuv Ben Levi, Nismareya Psul. Let's say the Moach inside liquefied, became actually liquefied, Psul. That becomes Psul. And also Nismas Meis Psul, even becomes soft. It became soft, that also becomes Psul. The Ezuhi Hamaracha, what's Hamaracha? The Ezu Hamasa. Hamaracha, I'm sorry, Maracha, this means Kosher Nishbach Ketone, if it can be poured out like water, so it can't be liquefied. And Masa is Kosher Yochel Amod, that it became gel to the point where if you would sit it down on itself, it would spill over. It wouldn't be able to stand, it doesn't have consistency enough to stand. Okay? So, by Rav Yirmiya asked, Eino Yochel Amod Kvabdo, maybe it can't stand up because it's so heavy. What's the story with that? My take, we don't know, and therefore we say Lachomo, that's considered Trefa. Beirav Amrei Nismas Meis Pasul. If it was Nismas Meis Pasul, right? That's if it like sort of melted and became soft. But Nismas Meis Kosher. But if a certain part of the Moach is missing, that's still Kosher. That's not considered Trefa. So Meis Rav Shimon Elazar says the Hemosh Nismas Meis Moach, if it's missing Trefa, clear Sphira. So no, Hahi Nismas Meis Amrei. You misheard it. He didn't say Nismas Meis. He said Nismas Meis. If it's missing, it's kosher. If it's gel and it can't stand, then it's treifa. Amy, is that really true? Vaha Levi Haba Yosef Vayit De Masusa. Levi was sitting in the bathhouse. We'll finish this and you'll ask later. Kazu Gavra the Tari Ratio. You saw a guy that flipped and fell in the bathhouse, banged his head. Amar Levi says, "Oi Gavalt Nismas Meis Mocha Didein." This guy was Nismas Meis Mocha. Nismas Meis, we just said, was his kosher, but he says Nismas Meis. So Lav Lochai, isn't he upset that it was Nismas Meis because now he's not going to live? He says, no, he's going to live. But Amar Bai Lo Mersh Ein Amoli. He's going to live, but he can no longer have children. Somehow, that's brain injuries that take rid of his ability to procreate. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll talk tomorrow more about the pharmacology. Okay.